Apple has taken down nearly 200 apps related to vaping, citing, quote, a public health crisis and a youth epidemic. The company stopped accepting new apps that it says promotes vaping back in June. But this latest decision goes a step further. And for some, it raises questions about how Apple decides what's allowed in the App Store and what isn't. For more, let's go to our weekly guide in the world of tech, Recode. Kara Swisher is editor-at-large at Recode and columnist with The New York Times. And Kara, last week there were 181 vaping-related apps in the App Store. Now that number is zero. What were these apps, and why did Apple remove them?
They're just apps around vaping. There's a whole community around it. And so Apple doesn't want to be associated with that practice, related to the dangers of it that's been widely reported and also its impact on young people.
Yeah, and these apps weren't selling vaping products. They were actually tools to help folks who vape, perhaps tracking their vaping and different places they can go to buy vaping products, those types of things.
Yeah, just like informational. Just imagine if it was like, here's a cigarette app. You know what I mean? Like, here's where you can buy cigarettes and here's how you can smoke a cigarette. You know, if you put other things in there, it becomes a little more like, ugh, maybe not so much having it in the App Store.
What's been the reaction from e-cigarette companies and people who vape?
Well, you know, they've been pummeled this past year by government officials, and even Trump got on the bandwagon and then, of course, just recently went off the bandwagon.
Just dialed back that, yeah.
To dial back because people who vote for him like to vape, apparently. But, you know, there's been a lot of pressure from governments in terms of especially how these companies market to kids. It's a very similar journey that cigarettes had in that regard. So they've been hit all over the place, and this is just another addition to the problems. I think the real problem is selling them and the advertising that goes with it. But this is just adds to the problems they have.
Which really brings up the counter to all of this. I mean, since they weren't actually selling vape products in this app store, so is this really accomplishing anything, a public health goal like Apple says it is? What's the harm in actually having an app store application to help you in other ways if you're not actually selling it?
Well, why should you? I mean, is there an application to help you how to smoke? They don't have to do anything. But the fact of the matter is, the public keeps thinking these are public spaces, but they're not at all. They're private companies run by people who make decisions about them. And if Apple doesn't want to do that, just the way a retailer doesn't have to sell vaping products, it doesn't have to.
One of the groups applauding this decision is the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids. They've also called on tech companies to ban videos and photos related to vaping. Do you know how that effort is going?
Well, you know, I don't know. I don't know if they'll do that. That's a really hard policing problem. But, you know, again, it's whether you want to be affiliated with a company over some certain practices. And I think the problem gets when they start to really edit things and whether they are public squares. And so, you know, these are kind of easy decisions for companies to make. We don't want to be affiliated with vaping. That's a perfectly reasonable thing for a company to say. And I think the question is when it moves into other areas, we don't want to be associated with, I don't know, you know, eating Twinkies. Well, you don't have to. It just gives you a sense of how much power these companies have.
Yeah. Do you happen to know if Google is also thinking about doing this? Has there been any response from them with their Google Play for Android phones?
Yeah, not that I know, but I think, of course, they're going to think about it. And the question is, what do you want to, as a company, be associated with? Again, it's not the hardest lift for companies not to want to be associated with vaping. And so in this case, it's an easy call. You know, others are sort of ascribing bigger issues around it, that if they do this, then this, and if this happens, then this. And that's a good question.
It is a good question. I mean, Apple was criticized last month for taking down an app that protesters in Hong Kong were using to organize and track where police were going to
be. Right, pressure from the government.
Right. So it really does bring up this larger question of choosing what apps to take down and what apps to keep. Yeah. Do you feel like these incidents tell you anything about the power that Apple has with this app store?
I think we already know the power Apple has. I think we already know the power Google has. I don't think there's anything fresh and new for people to understand that these companies control enormous amounts of distribution, whether it's news, information. These are the new gatekeepers who are supposed to get rid of gatekeepers, but in fact, they're gatekeepers. And if you make an analogy to retail, it's a similar thing. I mean, you can't be forced to sell Doritos, right? You know, you think Doritos are bad. You don't want them in your store, don't have them in your store. Like, nobody would argue that.
This is true, but there are lots of places and choices to go if you do want to buy Doritos.
That's the thing.
Whereas when it comes to Apple and Google, they're really the only two players in the game.
So an argument for is tech too big? Perhaps it is.
I'm just curious, you're in this world, deeply steeped in this world. Who makes these decisions within Apple about which apps are allowed to be downloaded and banned?
Well, there's a division within Apple. Apple's a huge company, and you know, they either approve or disapprove to get them in the first place. Again, they set certain rules and then change them over time.
Kara Swisher, editor-at-large at Recode and columnist with The New York Times, thanks as always.
Thanks a lot.